Empowerment and Participation, Part 2, Participation. Progressive organisations also establish formal mechanisms through which young people who are clients, and at times their families, can participate in a range of decision-making activities. When done well, this has been found to be enriching for both young people and organisations. Youth, drug and alcohol sector has lagged behind other service sectors in developing the mechanisms through which young people can participate more formally and be recognised for their valued contribution. Service sectors such as mental health, disability and housing have been incorporating consumer participation practice into service design and delivery for upwards of 20 years. While still not perfect, these sectors have shown some leadership in the field. The National Youth Participation Strategy in Mental Health Scoping Project Report, 2008, states that client participation needs to be integrated into the fabric of organisations and move beyond being ad hoc or a service add-on. This involves allocating or securing funding to ensure that client participation initiatives get traction within organisations and sectors and are sustainable. There is an abundance of literature which discusses the benefits of having consumers' input and feedback about service design and development. The report is clear that inclusion and participation in service planning is empowering for young people, building self-confidence and self-efficacy, giving them a sense of meaning, control, and connectedness. The Straight from the Source report identifies that consumer participation creates a feeling of ownership and development of greater cooperation between the consumer and the service provider.